Thank you, Sarah. Now to our final batch of stories. Critics call for action over the impact of electric buses on our city roads. The UEA's chief makes a plea for a new dentistry school. And department store Gerald launches its new shop.
The University of East Anglia's Vice-Chancellor is urging the government to help fund a new dentistry school. East Anglia is the only region in England that does not have a dental school, an issue that has been blamed for the region being the most underserved in the UK for dental care. Recent data from the Local Government Association shows that Norfolk and Waveney have one of the lowest numbers of dentists per 10,000 people in the country. As part of a dental recovery plan unveiled in February, the government announced it was aiming to increase dental training places by 40% by 2032. The UEA hopes that will boost hopes for its dentistry plans, which have previously been backed by all nine of the county's MPs and Labour's Shadow Chancellor Rachel Reeves, who described the situation as a terrible state of affairs. The UEA hosted a health inequalities event at which Tory MP Dame Andrea Leadsom, who is Under Secretary for Public Health, reasserted the need for a school in the region, as did the UEA's Vice-Chancellor David Maguire.
The war against boy racers has been stepped up after two more councils introduced restrictions already in place for much of Norwich. Broadland and South Norfolk councils have issued public space protection orders, PSPO, similar to the ban Norwich City Council placed on antisocial driving last year. The PSPO covers both districts, including Sprowston, Thorpe St Andrew, Helsdon, Taverham, Postwick and Cossey. It will be in place 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, and means police will have the power to outlaw specific actions of antisocial behaviour. It means action can be taken against drivers in the districts causing harassment, alarm, distress, or any other behaviours that have a negative impact, the same as in Norwich. Sounding a horn unnecessarily, playing excessively loud music, racing and performing stunts including donuts, skidding and handbrake turns are examples of behaviour covered by the PSPO. This is not designed to stop all car meets or people having fun, but to help teach the drivers to be considerate of the neighbourhood they are visiting. Longwater Retail Park, over time, has become a meeting point for car meets, which isn't an issue. But residents do get concerned and complain about drivers being irresponsible and driving in a dangerous manner. Gary Blundell, Liberal Democrat District Councillor for New Cossey, has also welcomed the news, especially given concerns that Longwater Retail Park is increasingly used as a location for car meets. He said, "This is a proactive measure to improve the quality of life for residents by curbing disruptive behaviour and creating a safer, more peaceful community environment."
An historic Norwich department store has expanded, launching its newest shop in one of the county's grandest clubs. Gerald's has teamed up with the Royal Norwich Country Club for marking its sixth shop. The new shop aims to showcase the best of Norfolk, selling local produce and some of the department store's lifestyle brands, such as Barber, Rod and Gun, and their own products and hampers. Tom Burdett, Gerald's Director of Finance and Strategic Operations, said, "It was immediately obvious that the Royal Norwich team share our ambition and passion for Norfolk. We jumped at the chance to create a part of Gerald's on the edge of the city. As well as the bricks and mortar store, shoppers will have access to the full catalogue via a digital click and collect screen." John Kerr, Chief Executive of Royal Norwich, said, "This is a brilliant opportunity to align two great Norwich brands. While our country club goes from strength to strength, we've worked hard to make the club welcoming to everyone. The Royal Norwich is open every day from 8 p.m. until 6 p.m.
Passengers using Norwich Airport are being urged to stick to current hand luggage rules amid airports around the country starting to lift restrictions. Some airports have been rolling out new security scanners during the past year, which allow passengers passing through security to keep their laptops in their bags and carry through up to 2 litres of liquid, up from the current 100 ml. The new scanners use CT X-ray technology to provide 3D images of the contents of someone's bag and will be arriving in Norwich. However, staff at Norwich Airport continue to ask those passing through security to stick to the restrictions as the scanners are not yet ready to be used. Laptop computers and other complex items of electrical equipment must be removed from hand luggage and screened separately. Passengers are also advised to check the rules on liquids and devices at their destination or transfer airports before they fly. The plea from Norwich Airport comes after Ryanair started operating 3 new flight routes to Alicante, Malta and Faro.
Council leaders are facing questions over the impact of the growing number of electric cars and buses on the state of the county's roads. The vehicles are significantly heavier than their petrol and diesel counterparts and have been blamed for the worsening conditions on many road surfaces. Opposition councillors have been urging Norfolk County Council to investigate the issue, particularly following the introduction of electric buses in Norwich, to see if it needs to do more to protect carriageways. However, Graham Plant, Cabinet Member at Conservative-controlled County Hall, has dismissed such questions and said he is not concerned about the issue. The operation of electric buses is not a concern at present in terms of the maintenance of city roads, and no additional funding has been set aside specifically for this.
A major new wing designed to cut through surgical waiting lists at Norfolk's largest hospital has been delayed again. The £11 million Norfolk and Norwich Orthopaedic Centre had been due to open at the NNN in summer 2022, but has experienced significant delays. The site is set to perform around 2,500 procedures every year for patients requiring foot, hip, knee or shoulder operations. The NNN currently has 9,072 patients who have been waiting longer than 18 months for these procedures. But while work on the centre is nearing completion, further delays have seen the opening date pushed back again. The centre is now not expected to treat its first patients until July. A report which went before directors stated the latest hold-ups were due to difficulties delivering equipment. Simon Hackwell, Director of Major Projects at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, said, "As has been previously reported, the project has had complicated contractual arrangements which have caused considerable delay. Most recently, there has been some delay in signing off some outstanding works. These have now been resolved, and we are planning for our first patient to be treated in July. It remains unclear at this stage whether the project will stay within its £11.4 million budget, with bosses tight-lipped over any amount being added to the final bill."
Born in Scotland more than a century ago, she arrived in Norwich in Norfolk during 1957, becoming a teacher and then one of the most important and popular historians of recent times. Helen Murray Hoyt, MBE, was known and loved as the Queen of the Norwich Shawl. Some of you may know that Helen, a mother, grandmother and great-grandmother, died recently aged 100, but what memories she leaves with us. Helen Murray Hoyt Hay was born on September 17, 1923, to John and Jemima Hay. She attended the City of London School for Girls and was in France on the outbreak of the Second World War, returning to the UK to train as a nurse. The family lost their home and belongings in the London Blitz of November 1941 and returned to Edinburgh, where Helen attended art college. She married tea planter Graham Hoyt in 1951 and the following year went to live in Ceylon, now Sri Lanka, where she enjoyed estate life. Daughter Jilly was born in 1952 and son John was born in 1955 when they were on leave back in Scotland. By 1958, times were changing and the Hoyt family relocated to Ridlington on the North Norfolk and then to North Walsham, where they were joined by Helen's parents. Helen loved living in Norfolk. She worked as an art teacher at St Nicholas School, North Walsham. She also taught modern embroidery at the community centre, volunteered for Meals on Wheels, and helped organise the Poppy Appeal. In 1967, she began teaching art part-time and then full-time at Thoughts and Andrews School in 1974, where she stayed until 1985. During her days at Thorpe, Helen was part of the talented team producing musicals and plays. She made her mark as a costume designer and maker for the popular shows, and the usual teacher-pupil relationship of us and them became us as they worked together to achieve the best possible shows. She designed costumes for the operas that Richard White produced at Claxton over more than 20 years. Mendelssohn's Elijah was the first public production held in Norwich Cathedral during 1983. Her portfolios are now housed in the Norfolk Archive and can be seen online. After retiring from teaching in 1985, she became the secretary of the Norfolk Contemporary Craft Society for 3 years. She attended an event at Norfolk Castle, at Norwich Castle, and was invited to wear a shawl. She chose her Scottish family shawl. She met Pamela Clabban, whose family had made Norwich shawls. The time had come for the two of them, with others, to shed light on this almost forgotten part of the city's history. Helen discovered that the manufacture of beautiful shawls played a leading role in the lives from about 1820 and were sought after across the world. After decades in the spotlight, Norwich shawls went out of fashion and their memory faded away until the arrival in 1989 of the Norwich Costume and Textile Association. Thanks to Helen, Pamela and many others, a glorious and colourful chapter on the history of Norwich was brought back to life and is now stronger than ever. In 2010, Helen wrote an important book about called The Story of the Norwich Shawl, and that was followed a few years later by The Strangers of Norwich, which was also illustrated by Helen. She was made an MBE in 2015. Caroline Whiting, chair of the Costume and Textile Association, said, "Helen, our honorary life president, was a founder member of the C&TA 35 years ago and never stopped being actively involved. She was a passionate and extremely knowledgeable advocate of Norfolk's rich textile heritage, a talented writer and illustrator, and an expert in Norwich shawls. Her beautiful collection of shawls, now in Norfolk Museum's textile collection, is a lasting tribute to her enthusiasm and will continue to inspire others as she did. A memorial celebration of Helen's life and times will be held at St Peter Mancroft Church, Norwich, on Thursday, May the 9th, at 11 a.m.